Blog Talk Radio.
It's DW back for another edition of Inside the War Room. We are on episode 30. We've done 30 episodes of Inside the War Room. We've had 30 different draft prospects over the last few months. Tonight we have Kenneth Scott, wide receiver of Utah. He's a big target wide receiver at 6'3", 212 pounds. He's got a huge catching radius. We will ask him about his journey in the college football ranks, and he's a junior. He's our first junior on the show we are having this year. He will be returning for his senior year at Utah, so we will be having our first junior on the show here very shortly. Kenneth Scott is very talented. He's got a great wingspan, and he's matched up with probably one of the best duos in college football with Drez Anderson. We'll get talk to him about his chemistry with his teammate Drez. As also, we will be talking about the shadow comparison segment. I've looked at his game and who he's reminded me of a player that's played previously or now currently in the NFL. I will be doing that, as always. And we will also be asking him about what he's doing to get into shape and get his – I mean, this interview is going to be just a slight bit different than it usually is, simply because – Scott is going for his senior year. He's a junior this year, and this is a first for Inside the War Room. Usually we have some guys that are all seniors, guys that are going for the NFL draft. Scott's got one more year. He's looking to prove himself as one of the college football's elite. So Mr. Scott will be joining us here very shortly. If you missed any of the other 30 or other 29 interviews in their entirety, check out NFLDraftOrg.com/interviews. All 29 other interviews are there. We've had some really great guests over the last few months. Steven Nelson, Vince Mailey, Spencer Lynn, the list goes on, Aaron Wilmer. We've had a lot of incredible guests, and if you want to check them out, NFLDraftOrg.com. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on air for this evening.
Kenneth Scott.
Hey, Kenneth, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've had a pretty long day at work, and I've been working on a whole bunch of different projects after I got off work. But most importantly, I've been getting ready for our show tonight. How you been?
I've been real good. Just been, you know, lifting weights and conditioning, just getting ready for this upcoming season.
And I was telling our listeners before you got on there, I told them a little bit about your size, what to expect from you, what kind of what shows on film with your game a little bit. We'll touch more on that with the shadow comparison segment. But also said you're in a unique situation because you're our first junior on the show that we've ever had before, first junior that is actually returning for their college football season. So you're in an elite category.
Cool. Sounds good.
So thank you for joining us tonight. I know you're busy with classwork and schoolwork. I understand that grind, as well as trying to make yourself better for next year's grind to prove that you're one of the best college football elite wide receivers. But let's jump straight into it. We've got about 22 minutes to talk some football and about your journey and what you're looking to do to get ready for your next season. So let's jump straight into it.
Cool.
So out of high school, you were a big prospect. According to Rivals, 4-star, which is quite big. I know some people don't look into that game. I know some people do. But how did you translate from high school to college, and how did the Utah staff make you feel welcome when you were deciding the school?
Well, first off, when I was getting recruited by Utah, they were a spread team. The coach that recruited me, Coach Roderick, you know, he did a good job of, you know, letting me know the ins and outs of the program, you know, how the situation was looking the depth chart-wise. And as I was looking through it, it looked like I can be able to play early. And that's the same thing they said. And they also was telling me how they was going to move into Pac-12 in the recent years upcoming. So, you know, that was also good. And once I took my trip up there, you know, all the teammates, you know, that I, you know, met and, you know, corresponded with and spent some time with, you know, they felt like family. So, you know, just that bond with them and things like that just made my decision easy just to go there.
What has the coaching staff provided to you that's been unique? Has there been something that they've improved with your game, per se, some crisp route runner or someone that's really stepped up and say, hey, you know, this is what you need to work on. This is what scouts are looking for. You know, what have they really tried to do to improve your game to the next level?
I know when my receiver coach, when I first got there, Coach Roderick, you know, he was really big on being a physical receiver. He was big on making sure you block, making sure your presence is felt in the run game as well as the pass game. So, you know, he just taught us how to be physical and, you know, things like that and learning how to compete, you know. And so those are just the, you know, two main components that used to always preach is, you know, being physical and, you know, paying attention to detail and always compete.
You know, something that shows up on film with you is your physicality, that you're tough over the middle. You're going to make a hit for the team, you know, if you need to go over the middle and make a big catch. What's something you pride in your game? Is it, you know, your jump ball ability, which shows up, or is it your physicality, or is it kind of a mix of everything?
Man, it's pretty hard. I'll probably say just my competitiveness. You know, I just love to compete. Whoever's, you know, the opposition, I mean, I just love to compete. You know, I'm going to give them my best every single time, and I'm pretty sure they're going to do the same. So, you know, the thing about me is just I'm just a competitor, you know, no matter what. Whether the ball is in the air, I'm going to compete for it. Whether it's blocking for my running back, you know, to spring him forward, I'm going to compete to get in position to, you know, make sure that he's able to read my block and get a, you know, some nice yardage. So, you know, that's probably the main thing about me is just I'm just a competitor in all aspects of what I do.
You know, I think it's important to have a competitive edge on your opponent, you know, being ready for the mental grind. And something that I know you take serious is your schoolwork as well as, you know, breaking down opponent film. What do you look for mostly when you're breaking down the film? Is it something that, you know, stands out? Or are you looking at a corner's hips? Or are you trying to figure out what they run a lot? What do you pick up on when you watch film on your opponent?
First thing, you know, we pick up on is, you know, before I look at the corners aspects, we look at, you know, the secondary. And, you know, during, like, sometimes on film they show hand signals and things like that. So whenever, you know, they're given a call, they do certain hand signals, and then they run a certain defense, you know, that's predicted on that hand signal. So when you're going through film, you know, you just try to pick on little things like that. And also, I try to get a lot of tips from the corners, you know, whether they playing man or playing zone. You know, a lot of, you know, man-to-man corners like to pucker up and, you know, show that, okay, I'm going against you one-on-one. A lot of zone corners is pretty much relaxed, knowing that they got help. And so just looking at those type of things and safety rotations, looking at your triangle, you know, and just things like that where you can pick up more when you're watching film.
You know, I think it's important when you watch film and, you know, you're trying to break down the other team, you see some kind of weakness. Let's talk about your coach that's probably coached you for only 2 years now, but you're going to have another year with him. Is Coach Sobelfield. How's he developed you and what has he really worked with you? And, you know, we'll talk about your two other teammates that, you know, went to the combine this year very shortly. But how has Coach Sobelfield really developed you into a big physical receiver?
His main thing he preaches is, you know, he likes to tell us to use our hands, like when we're coming off the ball. He tells us to be, you know, physical with our hands, you know, chopping, releasing, and making sure that every time we stick into a route, you know, it's a hard stick, and making sure we're coming out of our break, in and out of our breaks correctly. So he teaches, you know, little things like the attention to detail in our route running and, you know, releasing. So, you know, those are the components that he uses to teach us the receivers.
When I evaluate talent, especially wide receivers, something I've looked at close with for the last 6 years is natural hands and route running. And I think it's important that that's shown. And I think it's really great that your coach is definitely trying to work that with you. And he's definitely successful. He's been, you know, a wide receiver coach since 2007, and he came from Purdue. You know, he's very established, and honestly, I think he's one of the best wide receiver coaches in the country with technique.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about your relationship with your two teammates that were obviously invited to the combine, Drez Anderson, who gets a lot of attention, and then Keelan Clay. He was also invited to the combine this year. Tell me about your relationship with those two guys and what kind of advice have they given you for your grind going forward?
You know, me and Dress, we have a really good bond. We've known each other since we was in high school. It's been like 5-6 years going on that I've known Dress. And the main thing, you know, Dress always tells me to just be myself and be confident, you know my potential, and just, you know, go out there and do me. Kalen, you know, I've known Kalen, you know, since we was all part of the 2010 class. You know, I've known Kalen a little bit throughout recruitment, and then when he came to Utah, you know, he was a really cool guy. We, you know, we hung out a lot. He was cool. And that's basically thing. He says the same thing, you know, just be confident in yourself. So basically both of them preach confidence, and, you know, that can lead you a long way, whether it's, you know, knowing that you can catch a pass that's 50 feet in the air, or knowing that you can make a dive and catch, just having the confidence in your abilities to, you know, make sure you can do whatever that you wanted to do.
I think it's important to have a good relationship with your teammates, especially one in your unique case that we've never had on the show. Like I said, you're the first junior we've had that's still in college going forward to the season. So it's good that you have guys like Drez going forward that, you know, had a lot of attention. Tell me about if you've had any relationship with guys that are already in the grind. You know, Utah is no pushover for NFL talent. There's tons of NFL talent out there. You know, Matt Asiata, you know, you've got Sam Brenner, Paul Kruger, Joe Kruger, Tyler Larson, Keith McGill. I'm sure Keith probably had some big development with you considering he was a big physical corner. Let's talk about Keith, since, you know, that would be a good someone that you probably play or practiced against. How has he come back to give you any advice, or has he helped you in any development? I'm an alumni pretty much.
Definitely. You know, when Keith had a little stint at Utah, you know, I was mainly the receiver he was going against because he played that side. So, you know, me and him were always, you know, being one-on-one combat. And so with his long frame and able to, you know, his catch-up speed and his physicalness on the line that's pressing, you know, it's really challenging. It's really cool to, you know, we really developed each other in a way because, you know, I helped him with certain things and gave him views on what receivers did. He gave me certain things and views of what DBs look for and things like that. So, you know, we made each other better, whether it was competing every day because we out there at practice is a dog. It's a doghouse. We competing every day. So, you know, going with Keith every day, it really helped me out a lot, just going against bigger physical corners. So, yeah, you know, he was a real good, you know, teammate of mine.
What kind of advice has he given you for the NFL grind? And has he told you, hey, you know, you need to watch out for this? Or is there something in particular that he said, hey, you know, be working on this for scouts. This is what they're looking for. Is there anything out there he's really pointed out and say you need to keep your eye out for?
I wouldn't say keep my eye out for it. He's just telling me just keep perfecting my craft and honing my craft. You know, just work on the small details like separation, like getting in and out of your cut, that type of thing, and just using my advantages to, you know, propel over other DBs and things like that. And I should be successful most of the time, being, you know, how, you know, big I am and, you know, things like that, and how smaller corners and how I can use my body against them. And he's just, you know, basically telling me things like that.
I think it's important to have a relationship with a guy in the league that's already been established. You know, he's only been in the league for a year. But, you know, there's so many other successful NFL alumni that have come from your school. Is there anyone, I guess, older, someone like Toa Misi, Paul Solei, Derek Shelby, so on and so forth? Is there anybody older that comes back to speak to the group as a whole to give y'all wisdom?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Steve Smith came, you know, by a couple times. You know, I had the privilege to work out with Steve Smith as far as running routes with him. And he gave us a lot of insight. He was telling us, you know, when you're out on the field, it's all business. You guys can be the best of friends and whatnot. But when you're out on the field, it's all blood and guts, you know what I mean? So just go out there and handle your business, you know, and do what you, you know, do. And just know that everything is documented, what you do on the field as far as film. So make sure every play is your, you know, play like it's your last. And just go out there and do you. So that's basically what he just told us.
I think it's great to have that relationship. Let's talk about your game a little bit, and let's move into the shadow comparison segment, as I call it. Tell our listeners who you mold your game around, who you watch a lot of film on, and if you don't compare your game to anyone, is there anyone that I guess you look up to in the NFL today or someone that's already retired? Sometimes I give a comparison to a guy that's already come through, but is there anyone in the league that you mold your game around?
Right now, I love watching, like, Brandon Marshall just because he represents for the big guys. I like watching Marquise Costa just because he's a big guy that plays the slot. So whenever I have a chance to move in the slot, you know, I look at his highlights and just see what he does and try to manipulate the same things he does. You know, Brandon Marshall, he's a physical freak. He uses physicality a lot. And the person I used to watch a lot from, like, way back was Rod Smith. I remember watching some one-on-ones on YouTube a long time ago, and I like how he's fluid with his routes, you know, gets in and out of his breaks. And so, you know, I was just, you know, studying his game and, you know, just implementing some of what he does into my game. So those are, like, the main dudes I really just be watching. And Andre Johnson, too.
Well, Andre Johnson's going to be looking for a new home here in the next few weeks. I'm sure he won't be any short of work. He's very talented. I've got all the respect in the world for Andre Johnson, a humble guy that gets the work done. Brandon Marshall, obviously, you know, a big guy. And Marcus Colston, coming from Hofstra College, a very unsung hero for that college. Who I see your game around is a Bears player that you definitely probably know of, is Alshon Jeffrey. You've got a great catching radius. Alshon's always got a huge catching radius. He makes, you know, the big catches look easy. You both use natural hands. And coming out of South Carolina, he wasn't a polished route runner, but he improved that going forward. And I think you're a step above him coming out of college in the route running sense. So I see your game a lot like the South Carolina standout and Bears standout, Alshon Jeffrey.
I appreciate that right there.
Alshon's a guy that, you know, obviously he's been very productive in his short NFL career. He's only been 2012. He was a second-round pick, even though everyone now says he should have been a first-round pick. So, you know, Alshon's definitely a guy that you can look up to and this and that. Has there been any opportunities for you to further your grind? I guess, you know, since you haven't declared – you're still looking this, but there's any performance institutions that you've worked with, or have you been sticking at school working with a strength coach? How have you bettered yourself on this off season?
Well, as of right now, we just working with the strength coaches. But when I go into spring break, I'm going to be working with Nine Innovations. It's a training facility in Houston. I'm going to be working there, trying to better my game, you know, get knowledge from them. And so, you know, those are just the little things. And working with our strength coaches, they're the best. I'm just trying to work on my flexibility and my nutrition, mainly just to better my body. And so, yeah.
Well, Well, actually, flexibility actually helps with explosion. So, you know, if they're helping you try to get flexible, you're going to get more explosive. More explosive, you're going to run better routes equal open opportunities. So I think that outstanding that they're trying to use you and really, you know, develop you to get quicker and faster. But I think that's really great. Let's move into one of the last segments of the show. I like to call the Three Wish segment, which pretty much I'm your genie. You found my bottle in the middle of nowhere. Let's just say you have three wishes to wish for anything in the world you want. I'm going to put this in future tense already. You can't wish yourself instantly to an NFL team, but you have anything else you can wish for in the world. What would you wish for? And you have three wishes to wish for something.
I wish for good health. I wish for, good health, good wealth, and great generosity.
Hey, there you go. You want to be wealthy, and I know what you mean by wealthy. I know you're just like money. Money isn't the reason behind that. You want to live comfortable. I understand that.
Exactly.
Healthy, obviously, everyone wants a healthy career. And being generous, you know, everyone wants a generous person. Give back to the people that made you great and helped you get there along the way. Usually the last segment of the show, I usually let you sell yourself to a general manager. But this is a unique situation. You're going back to school this season. What do you want to prove to scouts this year to make you stand out as one of the best wide receivers in the country? But you're talking to yourself, you need to say, hey, this is what I need to do to make myself noticed as to be one of the better wide receivers in the country next year. So how are you going to sell yourself to say, I'm going to get to that level?
Just prove that I'm the best all-around receiver, whether it's blocking, running routes, catching my hands, everything, just the whole aspect of being a receiver. So, you know, if I had to sell anything, I would say, you know, I'm just trying to become, just keep on becoming a better overall receiver, because a lot of receivers either have the speed, they either have, you know, the hands are good catching or whatever, but they don't have the whole package. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to develop in, just having the whole package.
And what are your goals going into this last year? Is it to catch 100 balls? Is it to win a championship for your team? Is it to be noticed by, you know, five different teams in the process? Tell me three different goals you're trying to hit, or, you know, three to five goals that you're trying to hit for your senior season.
All right, first off, you know, I would like to better myself. The reason why I say better myself is because if I better myself, then the people around me will become better. The people I'm going against will become better as far as my teammates go. And in general, that's going to help out the whole team. And, you know, once we face, you know, all these other teams and things like that, we'll all, you know, have the same equal mindset. And so we'll be able to, you know, get to that championship game that we, you know, have been looking forward to ever since we joined the Pac-12. And so with all that, with the great successes of your team, you know, scouts are going to come. So, you know, if I had to put all my goals into one, I'd say just developing myself, and with that, it would just develop everything else.
I think that's a great answer. You know, you're trying to make yourself better to give your teammates opportunities to make plays. If you get better, obviously the team's going to strategize against you. You're going to draw double teams. That's going to open opportunities for all your other teammates. It's a humble, well-said answer. And with that being said, you know, I'm going to let you open the floor and give a shout-out to anyone, any of your teammates, already in the league, your family, anyone you want. If you want to give a teammate or anyone a shout-out, the floor is yours.
Oh, man, that's hard. First and foremost, I want to say shout-out to my family, shout-out to my teammates, because I don't want to forget anybody, and then shout-out to the best fans in the world, you know, the Mets. And, yeah, that's about it.
Well, Kenneth, I really appreciate you coming on tonight and taking some time out of your busy schedule. Let's keep in contact throughout the year. I'm going to be watching your progress, and I really will have to do this again next year when you're a draft prospect, and I'm sure you'll probably be getting an invite to Indy, hopefully next year. And I wish you the very best with your senior season. And if you have anything that you need from me or Mickey from NFL Draft War Room, just hit me up on Twitter or just email me. I would be more than happy to help you out any way I can.
I appreciate everything. Thank you for letting me join the broadcast. I appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. Let's keep in touch.
Definitely.
Have a great night.
All right, you too.
Sports fan, that was Kenneth Scott, wide receiver of Utah. He is a very humble kid, a very hungry kid, and a unique situation. We haven't had a junior going into his senior season. We got a little different insight tonight, some goals he's trying to set for next year, how he's going to get ready for the grind in the NFL ranks. I'm really looking forward to see how he progresses, and I would love to have him back on for the senior grind and the senior senior prospect showcase. I really think he has some really good tools. He's very Alshon Jeffrey-like. You know, I'm not meaning that just because, you know, he's a big guy, but his catching radius is huge. He's very physical. Alshon is known for hands catcher. That's the same thing that Kenneth shows on film. You know, he's a really physical guy that a team would be lucky to have. He's going to be doing some things, and I think you will be hearing his name next year being drafted. So thank you, Kenneth Scott, for joining us tonight on Inside the War Room. I'm your host, DW, on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me tonight. And tomorrow night, we will have our 31st episode of Inside the War Room with another draft prospect who is trying to reach their dreams. So with that being said, take care, everyone. I hope everyone has a great evening. Have a great night.